All right, Madam Clerk, item number two.
Item number two, from the Milwaukee County Human Trafficking Task Force, submitting an informational report and recommendations on policies, practices, prevention, and service models to protect Milwaukee County's youth from being victimized and sexually exploited. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, and welcome.
Thank you.
If you could introduce yourselves and then proceed.
Well, my name is LaShondra Vernon. I have been chairing the Human Trafficking Task Force, and this is Jean Garacci. She has been doing one of the committees, the Service Provision Committee Group. I also want to acknowledge some other core members that
sure.
are in the room.
Yes.
Martha Love is here. Martha Love from African World Enterprises.
Hello, Martha.
She has been a tireless advocate behind the work and has worked on the steering committee.
Cool.
We've got Dana World Patterson, who is one of the founding members as well, has been working with us in the steering committee. And we have Martha De La Rosa, who has been working with us. She's from the Center for Progressive Leadership
Hi.
And from the 100 Black Women Group. There are a few other core members that were unable to come, but there are a few that I do want to mention. I do want to mention Carmen Petrie, who worked very hard with us to ensure that the Service Provision Group had some of the things that they needed around media issues and about making sure that we have all the right people at the table. Claudine O'Leary, who was unable to attend today, has been a very vital part of the group because she has been the source for most of the expert information. And she's very connected to the other already existing human trafficking efforts throughout the state, so it allowed us not to duplicate what we were doing as a new entity. So I guess I'll just go ahead and jump into what's in the report. We started as a result of a resolution that you all offered, so thank you. And that resolution led us to start identifying some answers to some of the questions that you just outlined around keeping our youth safe, but of course just keeping the entire community safe, improving cultural competency as it pertains to the services that people receive after they've been victimized, working on issues around media and how it's handled when human trafficking comes up in the public eye. We really came together well, I believe, looking at all of the possibilities of ways that we could improve the Milwaukee environment specifically. We split off into three issue groups because the people that came to the table initially, and we have a group of maybe about 200 people that agreed to participate, but actively we probably had maybe about 45 or 50, and when I say active, not every single meeting. We had a core that was maybe about 20 folks. About 45 to 50 people attended meetings on
a
monthly basis. I was impressed with that as well. But we had a pretty good core of people. So we split off into the Public Awareness Committee, which was a committee that focused mostly on educating the public about it, but being very careful not to re-victimize those that are in the public that may have been victimized and never came forward. So that was one of the focuses of that group. The Service Provision Committee, which was led by Jean Garacci, and she can tell you more about the survey that they created. And that survey was designed so that we could get a good idea of how many organizations were providing services to those that were human trafficked, how much understanding organizations had about it. So I'm going to wait till we get a little further on in what I'm presenting and let her share more about the survey itself. And then there was the Legislative Action Committee, which was led by Claudine O'Leary, which is not present. But she did a lot of work organizing all of the different legislative possibilities. And within the report, we came up with a little bit more than 10. We really had, I want to say, about 35 or 40 legislative suggestions.
Wow.
But we're going to continue to work together because some of them were not specific to the county. Some of them were more things that were statewide issues. And so they're still in the works. But the ones that we presented in the resolution were specific to what everyone agreed that we could accomplish, things that we could do in this branch of government. And then moving forward, looking at some of the other legislative suggestions when we build those new relationships in other branches of government. So that's kind of how the groups split themselves up in the very beginning. The community survey itself, and I'm going to turn over to Jean to give a little bit of information about that.
Okay. Thank you so much. And again, I just want to thank the County Board for establishing the task force, which really created an opportunity or vehicle for several community partners to come together and really examine the issue and determine some of the strategic directions that we need to look at as a community to move forward. The Benedict Center has a long history of working with women who have been prostituted and to provide them with some meaningful support and education as an alternative to incarceration. And this more recent focus on sex trafficking really gives the community an opportunity to understand the high levels of coercion and violence that are involved with the sex trade, whether we're calling it trafficking or prostitution, whether we're talking about minors or adults, whether we're talking about victims who were born in other countries or victims who were born here in the United States. And so the direct service committee really was made up of agencies like the Benedict Center, like Sojourner Family Peace Center, like the Franciscan Peacemakers, shelters, et cetera. And what we determined and what we were also hearing from law enforcement, both federal and county and local law enforcement, is that it's hard to tell and map out where the services are, and the services aren't well coordinated. And so we decided and began with a survey, and a copy of that survey is in the report. And so we had, I think, some decent response, and we've been able to start to map out where there are services. However, the survey is not fully assessed at this point. We're currently looking for some financial resources with a private donor to take that analysis to the next level, and then, of course, we'll publish it and make it available to this body as well as law enforcement and then ourselves. What seems obvious is that we probably need some additional resources to better coordinate or think about how to coordinate services, whether that's having a central hotline and coordinator actually housed somewhere, so when an intake call comes, there can be a coordinated response to best support a victim of trafficking. Additionally, all the service providers are also struggling just to provide those basic services. And then, of course, there's big gaps. Housing is probably chief among them, having safe and stable housing for victims of trafficking. And so our work really is just beginning, and this is just scratching the surface. And I'll pass back to LaShondra to talk about what some of our next steps are and how this is really just the beginning and not the end of our work.
So it was very investigative, of course. So like she mentioned, the job training issue was one that we did not get a firm answer around for those reentering after the experience of being victimized, as well as safe housing. And one of the issues that came up, fortunately, we were given an opportunity to collaborate with the Federal Human Trafficking Task Force of Southeast Wisconsin. And that task force was very concerned about housing, was trying to figure out good ways to make sure that we had housing for people who were victimized, most especially if they had a really huge bust. So that's something that we don't have a firm answer for. And with that still in the air, it's something that we're hoping that we get some more support from county with our next steps where we're connecting with the city as well, continuing to work together to bridge the gap around housing after someone is victimized is going to be a key issue. What we're finding from talking with the service provider organizations, we lose people in our community that have these experiences because we don't provide them with that housing. We can't continue to give them the care necessary to not be victimized again, because unfortunately the predators are not gone. They're still in the city, and they may be freed from one and end up in the trap of another. So that's something that we really are going to have to dig deeper on in the community. As of the 20th, though, the city has agreed, the Commission on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has agreed to form a subcommittee on human trafficking so that we can continue the meetings on a monthly basis. And we're really grateful that they made that suggestion. While we were preparing the report, the city got word of the work we were doing, and we were invited to some of the meetings to report on the work we were doing with them as well. And they were very excited to see the effort, and they wanted to support it. There were many meetings where we talked about how, and this was what they suggested. We definitely took them up on it because we felt like it was a smart decision. And it was also a good idea for the city and county to have an opportunity to work together on this issue because at this point, we really want to make sure that the gaps are bridged with people being served well. So that's fundamentally everything that we have to report, and we're open to any questions or suggestions moving forward.
Well, I'm going to start with Supervisor Broderick and then Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for that report. I think it helps to have that kind of overview, it gives us some sense for how we might be able to best assist you in your efforts. Tell me this, on page 11 of the questionnaire I noted, and from your comments, labor trafficking is in some sense a large part of what you intend. Mm-hmm. Can you, because I think the emphasis is on sexual trafficking, mm-hmm. and I'm hearing that, but I would encourage the idea of labor trafficking because it's right under the surface, and it's oftentimes related to the sexual trafficking as mm-hmm. well. But I know I spent some time a number of years ago working with Director Stein, Stephanie Sue Stein at the Department of Aging, and others in health. There was a ring that was operating out of the small island nation of Palau near Guam. People were being there promised, young women, promised education, nursing training, and that kind of thing, brought in through European ports, told to lie to immigration officials in those countries, brought here in a misrepresented way. Mm-hmm. And as this turned full circle, they became employees of the healthcare systems throughout the United States, and oftentimes were involved in manual labor as well as nursing care. But ultimately, there was a company store set up, and we had some of these operating here in Wisconsin. I think we uprooted much of that. But the fact is that these young women were essentially involved in a system of involuntary servitude. Mm-hmm. So I would, I don't know, I assume where there is that possibility, it continues to exist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's shining the light on it that I think you guys would be very able to do once we have the base of information necessary to direct our attention. So I would encourage, in addition to the deeply profound sexual trafficking problems that our community and every other community in this country suffers, not to forget the emphasis on labor trafficking, because it's here, it's being practiced, and it needs to be ended.
If I could address that, I'm sensitive to labor trafficking, especially because my last post was at Bolsas de la Frontera, working with the immigrant community. And labor trafficking was part of this study's focus. There's two issues, and one reason why there's perhaps a little bit more emphasis on the sex trafficking nature. In terms of prosecutions in Milwaukee County, that we have more sex trafficking prosecutions than labor trafficking prosecutions. This is a hard thing to measure, say, well, what are the incidences of trafficking in our community, because so much of it is underreported, and the only official numbers we know is when law enforcement actually catches up to it. And one of the things we identified regarding labor trafficking was, one, the need to better engage those agencies that are serving the immigrant community, like 16th Street Clinic was at the table, UMOS was at the table, the UMOS Latinas Resource Center is at the table, and we'll continue to engage them. Also, though, there need to be kind of two levels on identifying victims. One is when law enforcement is able to identify victims, but the other is when community-based agencies are able to, and sometimes better, identify a potential victim, because those victims are going to avoid law enforcement, right? So health clinics, immigrant rights agencies, and the like are going to be better poised to do that. And so there's some good training out there, and we can increase awareness. Our concern was, if we started to identify more victims, what is our system to be able to support them? And we wanted to make sure that we had that pipeline real clear before we started a major campaign to add and bolster law enforcement. But point well taken, and as we continue, even though we're in the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Committee, labor trafficking will continue to be a focus of ours.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing that up very much.
Supervisor Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For those who sat down and decided for the survey, the various areas of concern, whether related to health, violence, legal issues, just making sure that people have hygiene supplies that they need, this is to me, it's very comprehensive with respect to the survey. Counseling, Trauma Specific Counseling, youth programs, domestic violence support groups, very, very comprehensive. And I hope that that when all this information is compiled, that you do have sponsors, donors, partners who come forward who are able to provide you with some funds so that you can print whatever needs to be printed, that you can maybe identify some agencies that may be able to help you, given that the city has its efforts, that we as a county board has created this this body, so that so these victims, or will be victims to a great extent, something in the past, because we know that people can be predators. People can just take the negative way of dealing with other people and put themselves in a position to exploit them. So I want to congratulate you for your efforts, and I hope that those partners, those agencies that would be able to collaborate with you, make themselves, avail themselves to you, so that your good work can continue.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Harris, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As one of the co-authors of this resolution, I just want to just take a little time to really show some some appreciation for what you all have done, particularly starting with Ms. Martha Love, who I remember just in the community, a diehard around getting this information out. I recall when I was an intern in D.C. back in 2001, that's when I first heard about sex and human trafficking at all. Never even knew it was an issue, and was just truly devastated as a young woman knowing that these things are happening across the country, and not only just across the country, but in our country. And so I was really just devastated. So to have that come back around now as a policymaker, I am so just honored to be able to be a part of this process. And I know Ms. Vernon actually did a lot of groundwork and got the partners together and brought the conversation to the table. So I do want to give you much gratitude and appreciation for what you've done, because this is a huge topic. And I think, and I want to say that my colleague brought up bringing up the labor piece is also just as important. But it's so complex. It's just it's really a perplexed topic that it's like, how do you get all the information in, and how do you tackle all the pieces to this puzzle? And I think you guys targeted well, and just deserve much accolades on this, and continue to work. And I appreciate the city coming in and partnering with us on this. And I just want to ask, what more can we do to support you? Because this isn't the end part of this. It's just, what else do you need from us to continue this work? And if we've even already reached out, I'm not sure where we are in the process. So can you?
I think more than anything, we were trying to be as true to resolution as possible.
Okay.
For the first year, I think it was important to us that we completed it the way it was written.
Okay.
So that we followed the protocol of the county, and I think at this stage, it's more a matter of us sitting back down and figuring out, after we've processed the survey to the best of our ability, after we've achieved that, I think that then becoming the best possible one-stop shop for our community when it comes to getting people out of the trouble that they're in with trafficking is our key. Mm-hmm. I don't have a firm answer for you yet as to what we want, but we do want to get closer to the point where one of the things that the federal government wants to see happen is if they rescue 50 people on one day, mm-hmm. They want to place 50 people in a safe environment that day. Because if they can't place those 50 people somewhere safe, then they will lose people that will help with convictions. They will lose people that will help with getting people out of the recidivism of that issue, because people are continuously victimized in this. It's not one-time stuff. It's something that keeps continuing because it's a behavior pattern. So our hope is that we can get to the point where we can serve in an emergency situation immediately. That's something I can't put on the county.
Okay.
That's something that we have to figure out. What can the county do, coupled with the city, coupled with, you know, law enforcement, coupled with, and when we get a firmer grasp on that, because now we're past stage one, resolution completed, making suggestions, you know, dissecting the survey more, figuring out what we can do next, within this next year, while we're continuing our meetings at the city level, we can look at what we can do as a partnership with the county and the city.
Thank you.
So we'll just, we'll be in touch.
Any other committee members? If not, I'm sorry, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Ms. Vernon and Ms. Garassi for their efforts. And do remember that former Supervisor Biddle brought this in front of us to help us get to where you are today. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Again, appreciate the leadership and know that you're always welcome.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Oh, we have some cards. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Those that have spoken, if we could have you fill out, there's a small blue card. There's a small blue card at the table here. If you could fill those out for our clerk for the minutes, okay? Thank you.